531. The Growing Up in New Zealand study, a study of more than 6,000 children and their families, has found that Pacific women living in New Zealand are far more likely to experience symptoms of prenatal depression than other ethnic groups. Around 1 in 4 women, Pacific women in New Zealand, experience symptoms of prenatal depression. A study was authored by a researcher, lead researcher Dr. Lisa Underwood from the University of Auckland. She joins me now on the phone for more. Good morning, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, firstly, can you define prenatal depression?
So we're talking about any symptoms or increased symptoms in women of depression while they're pregnant. So we, in the Growing Up in New Zealand study, asked women to complete a questionnaire, and that gave us an indication of whether they were experiencing a significant number of depression symptoms. So we can't say for sure that the women we interviewed definitely have what we would think of as a clinical diagnosis, but they definitely have a significant number of symptoms and of quite a lot of severity.
So with regards to the Pacific women studied and experiencing prenatal depression more than other ethnic groups, what were some of the factors around that finding?
Yeah, so that was really a surprise to us to find that there was such a higher rate among Pacific women when we looked at antenatal depression in a study a couple of years ago. And we really wanted to find out what might be going on for those women. And there were a couple of factors that seemed to be different for Pacific Island women compared with other mums taking part in growing up in New Zealand. One of those was that Pacific women without a regular GP before they were pregnant seemed to be more likely to be experiencing symptoms of depression while they were pregnant. But we also found that the women who felt it was important to keep in touch with their Pacific culture, and also that they were interested in Kiwi culture, those women seemed to be protected from depression symptoms. So it was interesting that we found some things that were helping women and perhaps preventing their developing depression.
In terms of the cultural aspects, Lisa, how much of a role did that play? And in terms of how the participants dealt with prenatal depression?
Yeah, we don't have that information. We do have lots of information about the women. We know that many of the women who are experiencing depression across all ethnic groups were also experiencing high levels of stress and were experiencing some relationship problems. So there's probably an approach we need that needs to be a bit more holistic, taking into account lots of different aspects of women's lives while they're pregnant.
And what were some of the other thoughts, especially from our Pacific women, you know, looking at prenatal depression? Are the main findings for our Pacific participants?
I think really the things that we've just talked about, the fact that there's a group of women who are experiencing high levels of stress, Pacific women under the age of 25, it seems are particularly vulnerable to depression symptoms. So we kind of can build up a profile of women that anybody who might be, you know, any health professional or anybody who might be seeing that woman during their pregnancy might think about talking to them about their mental health.
And with regards to the findings of the study being passed on to health professionals, and there, what happens from here? Are you looking at a follow-up study?
Well, we're growing up in New Zealand is continuing to follow up the children of the mums that we're talking about. So we'll definitely be doing more research to look at ways that we might be able to help mums and dads who are experiencing depression, and look at the effects that has on their children as well.